This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. Don Shula, the winningest coach in NFL history, died this week at age 90. He's best known for his 347 career wins, most of those as coach of the Miami Dolphins. But his roots began in Lake County, and his legacy carries on at John Carroll University. Terry, you had the chance to learn more about Shula's early years in Northeast Ohio that shaped his Hall of Fame career.
I'd never met him. You know, I've been in a couple of press conferences with him. And so I'm thinking, well, who is Don Shula? They would always show these pictures of him with his chin jutted out and his steely face, like it should go on the Mount Rushmore of coaches where some people want him.
Right.
But again, behind there, who's the person there? Where did he come from? It turned out that my boss, Tim Worsinski, actually knew the family from Painesville and Grand River, and he set me up to talk to Shula's younger sister, a lady named Jeanette Morose. His father came from Hungary, immigrated here when his father was six.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his father was a manual laborer, then got married. They began having children. And did they ever have children?
Seven children.
Shula was born in 1930. Shaped by the Great Depression and then World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Life is hard. Jeanette told me, you know, we never had a lot, but we always had clean clothes and we always had enough to eat. Meanwhile, Don was like this outstanding student. In fact, she said one day she was cleaning out some drawers, found his old report cards from high school, and he was all these A's in like calculus and trigonometry.
Wow.
And math and everything. You know, again, it was a no-nonsense family now. I mean, this is like, there were rules to be followed. They were strict Catholics. Don went to Mass every day. And frankly, he kind of coached his teams later on like that. And was a pretty good athlete, but not great. And he's not sure what he wants to do. He knows he should go to college. He was smart, but just because you were smart back then doesn't mean you went to college.
And it was a chance meeting at a gas station.
Right.
That got him the ticket to John Carroll University.
Right. He's pumping gas, and Jeanette couldn't remember what coach it was, but it was one of the local high school coaches, sees him, says, well, what are you going to do now? He said, well, I'd like to go to college, but I got to go work some more, save up some money. Next thing you know, Shula's brought in, his academics are good, and get him into John Carroll. By the way, his majors were philosophy and math. If you go to John Carroll, there is the Don Shula Chair of Philosophy in the department. So he's drafted by the Cleveland Browns, Coach Paul Brown, who was sort of, if you think Bill Belichick, think Paul Brown.
Yeah, Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots.
Right, the legendary coach with all the Super Bowl rings.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that they say is the genius. Shula is now being tutored, in effect, by playing for Paul Brown, and that opens these doors. You know, he came from a small town and a big family with, frankly, not much money to become this coach who's won more games.
Yeah, what made him such a great coach? I mean, 26 seasons with the Miami Dolphins. What made him so successful?
One, I think that he was very, very organized. And two, he was only 33. Came in 1963 with the Baltimore Colts.
Mm-hmm.
But he took a lot of the kind of disciplinary and my way or the highway stuff from Paul Brown, but also being inventive, and was able to incorporate that in a time where players, for the most part, did what they were told.
Right.
And then as he got older, he was able to adapt with the times. But Amanda, I look at his last 26 years with the Miami Dolphins. The average NFL coach lasts about 4 years with
yeah.
the team now.
Yeah.
You're just not going to see that. And he retired like in 95. So it's not like this is the Stone Age, you know.
Right. John Carroll University, the football stadium is named after Shula. There's the Shula Chair in Philosophy. Why did he keep such a close connection to John Carroll?
I think he felt without John Carroll, you know, he's just another guy in Grand River
yeah.
or Painesville looking for a job in a factory or whatnot. That changed it. Secondly, there's a lot more that he did there. Mike Moran is a longtime basketball coach who recently retired and knows them. And he said there's all kinds of stuff that Shula did that his name's not on that people don't know. I mean, one of the lines that Moran said, you know, on the John Carroll campus, there's a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and then there's Don Shula right after that.
Well, it's nice that he has such a legacy in Miami, but then also has this cemented legacy back here in Northeast Ohio where he's from.
Right, and a lot of it actually has gotten lost in history because you're really looking from 1930 through 1950
yeah.
is when exactly it happened. And then if he even throws Brown's career in, okay, to, you know, by 1960, though, he's on his way to a coaching career in different places. And a lot of people, we knew he's from Northeast Ohio, but what about, I didn't know this stuff until I started making some calls.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.